One of the biggest challenges in law enforcement is officer retention. Police departments invest thousands of dollars to train new recruits, only to see many of them quit once they've experienced the realities of police work. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on a new approach to solving this problem in St. Petersburg, Florida.
This is a recruitment video that the St. Petersburg Police Force has posted on its website. It's flashy. In it, police officers rappel down buildings and zoom across the beautiful waters of Tampa Bay in high-speed boats. The montage is enough to make anyone want to join the police force, which has turned out to be something of a problem.
There are some people who apply to be a police officer who shouldn't be a police officer.
Bill Prophet is a spokesman for the St. Petersburg Police Department.
They might have the skills and the abilities, but they just don't have the makeup, the wherewithal, to handle the day-to-day situations that they'll encounter.
Major Mary McDonald runs the St. Petersburg Police's training division, and she says at one point, up to 35% of new police officers were quitting the force after the department had spent thousands of dollars to train them.
One of the reasons was it wasn't the job what they thought it was. Many of them grew up watching TV, watching cop shows, and what they experienced out there on the street was not what they were watching on TV.
St. Petersburg is a big city with more violent crime than Orlando.
You have people spitting at you. You have people cussing at you for no reason other than you're wearing the uniform. You have areas of gore that you never would have ever imagined that you're going to have to deal with because usually you're the first one on these scenes.
So the police department here created a new video called Realities of Field Training Officers.
If you become a police officer, you will be a public servant and have to deal with all kinds of people day in and day out.
Drive and catch it for the f***ing
Yes, there are people who will appreciate you, but there are also people who will hate everything about you just because you are wearing our badge.
It's graphic. In one scene, police officers pull a twisted body from a car wreck. In another, a local politician at a press conference shoots himself in the head. Officer Joseph Smith has been on the force here for 22 years. He's now a training instructor at the academy, and he thinks this is an accurate representation of what life can be like on the job.
Most people, when you initially talk to them about why they want to become a police officer, they want to help mankind. They may say it in a different way, but usually that's the root cause.
Smith says that's a good reason to become a police officer, but it has to be tempered with an understanding of the job's challenges, which is what this video tries to provide.
There is extremely high risk to this job. You have to think long and hard about making this career move. You have to look deep within and make sure that you can handle long hours, hard physical and psychological activity, the public's roller coaster emotions and actions, the seemingly never-ending paperwork, and so much more than you could ever imagine.
Joseph Esty is president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, and he says retention is a problem that police departments across the country are trying to deal with, but he's never seen anyone do it quite like this.
It's kind of a radical approach. You know, police work is an emotionally demanding job, and the trick is to not minimize that, but at the same time not overwhelm somebody with it as well. It'll be interesting to see how that works for them.
The St. Petersburg Police Department will show the video to every new recruit beginning next week. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.